This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Nighttime vehicular movement on BP Highway suspended for additional 15 days. Landslides block Narayangarh Mugling Road section along the East-West Highway. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation says government has returned savings to 6,700 depositors from troubled cooperatives. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane transferred to Nakhu Jail from Rupandehi. And death toll from Pakistan flash floods surged to 307. Now the news in detail. The Narayangarh Mugling Road section has been blocked since this morning due to a dry landslide at Twin Khola in Ichhakamna Rural Municipality 5 Chitwan. According to the district police office, rocks have fallen onto the ground, leaving vehicles and passengers stranded. Two machines are currently in operation to clear the debris. Meanwhile, the nighttime vehicular ban on the BP Highway has been extended for another 15 days until August 31st. The Kabri Palanchuk District Administration Office has stated that private vehicles will not be allowed from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. daily between Kabri Bhanjang and the Sindhuli border due to ongoing risk of landslides and flood. President of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamichhane, has been transferred from Rupandehi prison to Nakhu prison in Lalitpur. Lamichhane, currently jailed on charges of embezzling cooperative funds, was flown to Kathmandu last evening from Bhairawa Airport following a decision by the Department of Prison Management. According to Department spokesperson Sanesh Prasad Joshi, the transfer was made based on Ravi's own application citing security concerns. He was taken to Nakhu jail by police van under tight security. Supporters and party cadres gathered at Tribhuvan International Airport and Nakhu jail showing strong support during the transfer. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Balaram Adhikari said the government has returned savings to 6,700 depositors from troubled cooperatives so far. Speaking about his achievements over the past 18 months, Minister Adhikari emphasized the government's role as a caretaker of the people, actively addressing cooperative sector issues. He also shared that efforts are underway to get a land-related bill passed by Parliament. The bill aims to provide land to landless Dalits, squatters and residents of unplanned settlements. Speaker Devraj Khimire has highlighted the growing importance of the health sector in gender-based journalism. Speaking at a program marking the 10th Foundation Day of the Health Journalist Forum Nepal yesterday, he said health journalism plays a vital role in raising public awareness about diseases and health issues. He also warned against the misuse of technology and called on journalists and institutions in the field to act with greater responsibility. Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is arriving in Kathmandu today for a two-day official visit at the invitation of Nepal's Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the two secretaries will hold talks on key areas of the Nepal-India partnership, focusing on connectivity, development cooperation and mutual interest. Misri is also scheduled to meet with high-level dignitaries during his stay in Nepal. Two parliamentary committees under the Federal Parliament are meeting today. The Infrastructure Development Committee will review the condition of the Kodari Highway, Raswagadi and other key roads affected by monsoon rains. The discussion will also focus on road transport and infrastructure ahead of upcoming festivals with concerns over heavy traffic. Meanwhile, the Legislative Management Committee is set to discuss the draft report on the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2081 PS. The 82-megawatt Lower Solu Hydropower Project in Solu Khola Solu Khumbu has been successfully connected to the national transmission line. Electricity from the project is now being transmitted to the Lamane substation in Tingla via the 132 kV double circuit Solu Corridor transmission line. Built at a cost of 16 billion rupees with financing from European banks including FMO, the plant is expected to generate between 23 megawatts in winter and up to 82 megawatts during the monsoon season. This project is part of the government's Super 6 hydropower initiatives developed with private investment. Besides increasing electricity production, the project has also boosted local employment infrastructure and economic growth in Solukhumbu region. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel announced preparations to build two satellite maternity hospitals with 25 beds each in two municipalities of Kathmandu Metropolitan City. This initiative aims to better manage the increasing flow of patients in Kathmandu Valley. Speaking at the 66th anniversary program of Paropakar Maternity and Women's Hospital yesterday, Minister Paudel praised the hospital as a symbol of Nepal's progress in health care. The Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, has called for welcoming the private sector to boost investment and create a conducive environment for growth. Speaking at a discussion on the sustainable operation of Gautam Buddha International Airport, Minister Pandey emphasized that the private sector's involvement is essential and cannot be excluded. He also highlighted the need for cooperation from all stakeholders, noting that the airport's effective operation cannot depend solely on the ministry's efforts. Minister Pandey further revealed that ahead of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's upcoming visit to India, key issues like air route permits and the management of Nepal's two international airports is being prioritized for discussion. Dalit right activists and political leaders have urged the government to urgently introduce an integrated law to enforce Dalit rights as guaranteed by Article 40 of the Constitution. At a program organized by the Federation of Dalit Women Organizations in Kathmandu yesterday, speakers expressed frustration that nearly a decade after the 2015 Constitution, no specific law has been enacted to protect Dalit rights despite the constitutional requirement to do so within 3 years. Nepali Congress leader and former minister Min Biswakarma called for inclusive discussions involving political leaders, lawmakers, civil society and experts to draft a comprehensive Dalit rights law. Meanwhile, House of Representatives member Sushila Sirpali Thakri warned that without cooperation among all political parties, passing such a law will remain difficult. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Tragedy strikes Pakistan's Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province as the death toll from devastating flash floods has risen to 307. Triggered by heavy rainfall and cloudbursts, the flood have wreaked havoc across multiple districts. The worst hit is Bunar, where 184 people have lost their lives in the past 48 hours alone. The district also reports over 100 injuries and 30 people still missing, particularly in Chaghazari Tehsil. Other affected districts include Sangla with 36 deaths, Mansera 23, Swat 22, Bajaur 21, Batagram 15, Lower Deer 5 and one child who drowned in Abbottabad. Among the victims are five crew members of a provincial government helicopter that crashed in Mohmand during a rescue mission. Authorities say search and rescue operations are ongoing as more bodies continue to be recovered. The government has mobilized relief efforts, but widespread destruction has made access to some areas extremely challenging. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country today. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall in some places in the Tarai and hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Madhes province, including the hilly areas and Tarai region of the rest of the provinces. There is possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly areas of Kosi and Bagmati province today. The monsoon has become weak through though water vapor rich air is still entering from the Bay of Bengal, adds the department. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nighttime vehicular movement on BP Highway suspended for additional 15 days. Landslides block Narayangarh Mugling Road section along the East-West Highway. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation says government has returned savings to 6,700 depositors from troubled cooperatives. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhani transferred to Nakhu Jail from Rupandehi. And death toll from Pakistan flash floods surges to 307. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.